Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Visitors to Monument Circle will have another day to view victory up close. The refurbished statue was slated to return to the top of the Soldiers and Sailors Monument on Tuesday. Windy weather has delayed the project. A consultant working with the Indiana State Fair Commission says he's encouraged by the project in determining how to distribute money from the Remembrance Fund to victims of the stage collapse. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Ken Feinberg, whose previous work in compensation funds includes 9/11, the Virginia Tech shooting, and the BP oil spill, was brought in by the State Fair Commission last week. After meeting with the commission Wednesday, Feinberg says he's impressed.
The commission is moving with alacrity, with great speed, to get these emergency monies that were donated out, paid, ASAP.
Feinberg says he is currently helping establish a protocol that will determine who is eligible to receive the money and how much each person gets.
There's going to have to be some tough decisions made based on the reality of what's available, how quickly the money can be dispensed in an emergency manner with a minimum amount of administrative overhead and delay.
State Fair Commission Chair Andre Lacey says he's aiming to begin distribution in about 2 weeks. There is currently around $800,000 in the fund. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
A free open house aims to excite people about making art. The Indianapolis Arts Center is hosting its annual open house Friday night, billing it as the most fun and interactive open house to date. Every studio at the center will be open with activities for kids and adults. Right now, light rain and 63 degrees for WFYI News.